In our previous shiur, we discussed the Havdalah and the Bari Meir Eish on the Havdalah. And as we discussed the Shaila, there is a very fundamental question that needs to be discussed, which already is a discussion held in the by the Rishonim. And that is, the Bracha Bari Meir Eish, that we make Matzah Shabbos by Havdalah, how are we to understand that Bracha? Are we to understand that bracha as a Birchas Hananen, that we make a bracha because we're having Hanah from the fire, from light? Or is it a Birchas HaShvach? As we learned earlier in the Masechta, a Matzoi Shabbos is when Adam HaRishon took two stones and ground them together, and from that he created fire. And that's why a Matzoi Shabbos, to commemorate that, we make a Broyer Meir Eish. And if that's the reason, then it's a Birchas HaShvach. If we say it's a Birchas Hananen, there's an obvious question. So why do we specifically make the Birchas Hananen on Matzoi Shabbos? And furthermore, if there's a reason to make a Birchas Hananen when we're having Hanah from fire, so why don't we make a Birchas Hananen every time we have Hanah from the fire? We only make the Birchas Hananen on Matzoi Shabbos. So, to that the Mefarshim answer, that, and they give one answer to both of these questions. Since on Shabbos, as we know, we weren't allowed to turn on the fire, so the Hanah that we have for fire all week long is one continuous Hanah. And also, as the Achrayim explained, it's not really a full-fledged Hanah. Because typically, when do we make a Birchas Hananen? We make a Birchas Hananen when we eat something. When we eat something, what we're eating goes into our bodies. However, the Birchas Hananen of having Hanah from light, from fire, is an external Hanah. It's not a Hanah of something entering our body. And therefore, only on Matzoi Shabbos, where we just finished spending Shabbos when we weren't allowed to use fire, and it's now the one time where we can maybe show more of our appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed created fire, that's why only on Matzoi Shabbos do we make the Birchas Hananen on fire. However, it seems quite clear that most Paiskim are of the opinion, Rishonim and Achronim, that Birchas Meir Eish is a bracha HaShvach, thanking the Eibishter for that Hanah, for giving us fire, Adam Rishon creating the fire on Matzah Shabbos. And there are many nafkaminas lahalocha, if by determining if it's a Birchas HaShvach or Birchas Hananen. One is, we know that there's a very serious discussion in the Paiskim if women are obligated in Havdalah. And in the previous year we discussed, that's why the Minhag HaOlam is that women don't make their own Havdalah, rather they rely on the Havdalah that they hear from a man. The question is, what about the Bari Meir Eish of the Havdalah? If it's a Birchas Hananen, so certainly women are obligated in Birchas Hananen. If it's, however, Birchas HaShvach, so then maybe just like the rest of Havdalah women don't make, they shouldn't make the Birchas HaShvach or Bari Meir Eish. It seems, however, that the Paiskim say that women do make the Birchas Meir Eish. I saw that's the psak of the Debrezina Rav, and Shaios Hatshuvas Be'er Moshe, Chelik Dalet, Simen Chav Ches. Furthermore, if it's a Birchas HaShvach, we solve a very fundamental issue. We know that whenever there's a Birchas Hananen, you're not allowed to have Hanah from the food that you're having Hanah from until you make the bracha. First you make the bracha, and then you eat the food. If Meir HaEish, if the bracha Meir HaEish that we make on Matzoi Shabbos is a Birchas Hananen, then the halacha ought to be that we shouldn't have any hanor from fire or light until we make the bracha. Furthermore, because, as we said, we assume that it's a berachas shvach, although the Pesukim say that whenever possible, we should try to take both halachas, both shitas, treat it both as a berachas nen and a berachas shvach. But because we primarily treat it as a berachas shvach, we wait to make the bracha mayre eish as part of the havdalah. But on the other hand, let's say somebody made havdalah, and for whatever reason they didn't have a havdalah candle available, or for whatever reason they did not make a bracha mayre eish, he can make the bracha mayre eish even later. However, the halacha is that since we're learning that it's a birchas a shvach, and the shvach is for the thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Adam Harishon having created fire on Matzah Shabbos, unlike havdalah, which we learn in our perek, the halacha is that one can make havdalah until Wednesday, until Tuesday evening, the birchas mayre eish could be made only until alois hashachar of Sunday morning. However, the Pesukim say that even if one went to sleep, still, as long as he makes the bracha mayre eish before alois hashachar of Sunday morning, it's perfectly acceptable. Another very interesting nafkamina in determining what is the bracha mayre eish. Is it a birchas hanenin or is it a birchas hashvach? Is the question when, as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, we're going to quote this in a moment, that we're supposed to look at our fingernails when we make the bracha mayre eish. The question is, what should we do? Should we first make the bracha and then look at the fingernails? Or do we first look at the fingernails and make the bracha? It really is very dependent on what is the bracha mayre eish. If it's a birchas hanenin, so the halacha is that first you make the bracha and then you have the hanor. If it's a birchas hashvach, the preacher says that by birchas hashvach, first you do whatever brings the shvach that causes you to want to say shevach ha'vaydo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then only afterwards do you make the bracha. And therefore, there's a very big machloikis. The Prima Godim says that you should first make the bracha and then look at it. On the other hand, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chazon Ish say first make the bracha and then look at the fingernails. Others say the other way around. I saw that Reb Moshe says that what you should do is, it seems to be some sort of a compromise, to put your fingernails, prepare them next to the candle, but don't actually make the bracha until you use the light to see your fingernails. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Reish Tzad Ches says, Noyagin l'stakel b'kapas hayodayim b'vitzupanayim. The minig is to look at the palm of the hands and at the fingernails. V'hago, and the Ramah says, and this is a very interesting Ramah that many people don't know about. He says, v'yesh liras b'tziparne yad yamin. You should look at the fingernails of your right hand. U'lechois ha'kois b'yat smile. So what Ramah says is that when somebody's making Havdalah, he should start the Havdalah, make the Bari Priya Gofen with holding the cup of wine or grape juice in your right hand. After you make that bracha, put it down. Put in your left hand the Havdalah candle, you who are making the Havdalah, and look at the fingernails and palm of your right hand. Furthermore, says the Ramah here, V'yesh lochav hatzbois,
L'toy chayad. It's important, he says, to put the fingernails into the palm of the hand. Shaz rub it's a pernaim imakapolis. Then you accomplish that you're both able to see at the same time the fingernails and the palm of the hand. V'bas achas. V'loy yira p'nats boish v'fnim. Don't look at the fingers, look at the fingernails. So the Farshim discuss why is it specifically the fingernails that we look at Matzoy Shabbos. And there are really primarily two reasons that I saw. One reason is that you're supposed to have hanor from the candle. How do you have hanor from the candle? By looking at your fingernails. And if you're able to determine or distinguish between your fingernails and your fingers, that's considered that you had hanor from the candle. And therefore, you're able to make a brachah by reish. The other pshat that I saw is that we know that the fingernails are constantly growing. So at the beginning of the week, we ask, we are, so to speak, responding that we should have fingernails, our week should be a successful week, that we should grow in the week in all different situations, in Avodas Hashem, in Panosa, etc. Another pshat that I saw is we know that the Gemara says, Rashi says it in Parshas Bereishis, that Adam and Chava, as they were created, were coated in a covering the same material of the fingernails. And since, as we're learning, Matzoy Shabbos, when we're making the Baruch Amayra Eish, we're commemorating Adam Arishin, who created fire. And therefore, it's only appropriate that we should look at our fingernails that remind us of Adam Arishin. And as we've been discussing, it seems that these shilas are very much connected, this pshatim are connected to what is the bracha meira eish. If the bracha meira eish is the abrachas hanenin, so that's why the pshat that wants us to have hanor from, and wants us to be able to determine the difference between the fingernail, the finger and the fingernail, so it's a brichas hanenin. If it's a brichas shvach, then the other pshatim are more appropriate. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that when looking at the palm of the hand, one should look at the lines in the palm of the hand that represent great things. Even though, as I said, from this Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that you look at both finger hands. As I said, it's very clear from the Ramah, you only look at the right hand. Furthermore, even though, as we just read, we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, it's appropriate to make a bracha, to look at the fingernails, one can make a bracha meira eish even if he's not going to be looking at his fingernails. But what is important to understand, and this is a very famous question, should one close the electricity when he's making a bracha meira eish? Certainly, if we learn that the bracha meira eish is a birchas hananin, and you have to have hanor from that fire, so if you have the electricity on, you're not really having hanor from that fire. And it would make a lot of sense to close the electricity. If, on the other hand, it's a birchas hashvach, so even if it's not the if that havdalah candle is not the only source of illumination, as long as it gives off light and you're able to see the light, it's probably okay that it should be considered a birchas hashvach. So it's interesting to point out that it seems that all the paiskim are in agreement that if you're standing, let's say, in a very big room, and Havdalah is being recited in that room, and it's a Baruch Meira Eish, and you're standing far away from where the candle is, and you can't have any hanor from that light, not because the electricity is on or off, just you're standing very far away from it, and you can't see it, or you really can't, even if you could see it, it couldn't really serve as any source of light, the Paiskim say that you shouldn't make a bracha bar marish under those circumstances. I did see that the Kafa Chayim is somewhat lenient, but he's a Das Yochid, and the Paiskim seem to say that under those circumstances, certainly, if you're that far away from the candle, you shouldn't make a bracha marish. If you're closer, so it's interesting that many Paiskim take the approach that one should shut the electricity. I saw in the Shiles of Tshuvas Nishma Shabbos, Chelik Beis, Simon Tuf Kuf Tzadik Gimel, he has a discussion on this, and he says that you should preferably, even though he says many Gedolim did not have the minig to shut the candle, to shut the electricity. The Chazon Ish, he says, didn't shut the electricity. The Satmar Rebbe didn't shut the electricity. He says it seems that if, since we want to be machmer, as we've been saying in our shir, that we should treat the Brichas Mareish as a Brichas Hanenen, the way we do that best is by shutting the electricity, and then it's certainly a Brichas Hanenen. So too, I saw, is the Pesach of the Shalos HaTshuvos, Rivavos Ephraim. But I saw the Ramon Shishterbuch and the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos VaHagos, Chelik Hei, Simen Pei Vav, has a very interesting approach. And it goes back to something that we discussed in our previous shiur. In our previous shiur, we said that the Poskim, many Poskim we discussed, hold that you could use electricity for your Havdalah candle. So what's your concern here? That you have the electricity on and you're not really getting that much benefit from the Havdalah candle. As we discussed, one could use the electricity for the Havdalah candle. So if you combine, he says, that you can really use the electricity for your Havdalah candle, combined with the fact that you can have some hanah from this candle, you combine those two things, you don't have to shut the electricity. But certainly, if possible, these poskim are of the opinion that to shut the electricity, there's a lot of pshat. And therefore, when one makes the bracha bar marish, one should have in mind that he should get close enough to the flame that he should have benefit from the flame, and in the same time he should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we begin the week that he created for us fire that has so much constructive purpose. And maybe we could say more than that. As we begin the week, we specifically make a bracha on fire, because fire, as we know, has in it two elements. It has in it the element that it is constructive, but on the other hand, it also has in it the element that Rahman Tzlan is could be used destructive. And as we begin the week, our Shvach Takrash Baruch Hu is, as we say, Havdalah. And Havdalah, we know, represents Das. Havdalah represents that one has the intellect to be Mavdal. That's why we know we say the bracha of Atachon Atanu, the bracha of Havdalah, during the bracha of Atachonim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us intellect and intelligence. And we should have the intellect and the intelligence to take the gifts that He gives us, fire being a great example, and use them for Shvach, use them to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Use them as a vehicle for Avodas Hashem, not on the other hand. And that's how we thank and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we begin a week. We should begin the week in a constructive way, Bayrim Ara'esh, that we should be able to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift constructively.